in life, there are those encounters with someone that, you know, you think maybe there's a spark, but for some reason you don't get a name or number.
So what else do? You need to connect. This could be your soulmate. You do a little typey-type. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this is Man for Woman. You gave me butterflies. The insect kind.
Oh, literally. Okay.
As opposed to the other kind.
Right, the stomach butterflies.
Okay. I was hovering over the mesmerizing display of beetles at the insect convention when you crawled in. Actually, you were walking, LOL.
Oh, insect humor. I like it.
You were so beautiful. Your outfit reminded me of a voluptuous Japanese silk moth.
Wait a second. A moth can be voluptuous? Okay.
Upon a second glance, maybe you could have been dressed as the supervillain from the 2009 film Infestation.
What is that? I've not heard of that one.
I wasn't sure. I don't know. I didn't see the movie either. So.
But people wear costumes
yes.
to an insect convention?
There were a lot of costumes there that day. So maybe you didn't know who I was.
Who are you dressed as?
I was the guy dressed in the praying mantis body morph skin tight suit.
Oh, wow.
Holding up a sign that said insect pride.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, I walked by and handed you a note.
Oh.
I'm not sure if you threw it away or accidentally lost it, but in case you didn't read it, it said, I wouldn't mind spending 10 to 28 days molting in a cocoon with you. Wow, what a line.
That's kind of a good line for where we're at.
I was going to say, know your audience, right?
Exactly. I feel like that could play.
That was the most romantic thing I could think of at the moment.
It was good.
I wish I would have asked you out. But I'm far too shy.
Sounds like it when you're wearing a skin-tight body morph suit.
Now I feel like a little boy in a field holding a jar of fireflies yearning for the warm luminescence of your presence.
Wow. This guy's a poet.
Would you like to get together sometime and touch antennas?
Okay, now I'm out. I can't. I can't with the touching antennas.
Okay. Wow.
He had me at cocoon, lost me at antennas. Yeah.
Oh, no. That brief love affair was right there. It's
Craigslist Missed Connections. Well, this is a woman for man to the hot guy I gave a skull to. You need to dive into this one, right?
Sure. Okay.
Just want you to know I wasn't a crazy lady. Here's what happened.
Okay.
A guy was running for a train.
Uh-huh.
I saw something go flying off the end of his cane. Yes, he was running with a cane.
Okay. Fashion over function.
After a few seconds of me and other waiting passengers looking around stupidly at each other, I decided to be a good Samaritan.
Uh-huh.
I picked it up and saw that it was a small, polished replica of a human skull.
Okay.
Didn't want it, but I have such a particular hatred of littering that I didn't want to drop it back on the floor lest someone think I was a dirty skull litterer.
Dirty skull litterer.
I decided the proper thing to do would be to give it back to whomever dropped the thing.
Okay.
So I jumped in the door of the train, saw you with what I thought was a cane, so I said, here's your skull, and handed it to you.
Okay.
You were shocked, I thought, because you didn't realize it was lost.
Right.
But as I backed off the train, as the doors closed, I saw that it wasn't a cane you had, but an umbrella.
Oh.
And luggage.
Oh.
And you clearly weren't the person who dropped the skull.
Oh, no. She just handed some random stranger his skull.
Now, I can't imagine how weird it must have been to have some woman run onto a train, shove a skull in your hand, and tell you it's yours.
Here you go.
So I'm just writing this to let you know that it wasn't a voodoo ritual or an ominous mafia warning.
An ominous
mafia warning or a gang initiation.
Oh, wow.
I truly thought you dropped your skull, but you were kind of hot. So if you want to meet up for coffee, you can tell me what you did with it because I'm kind of dying to know.
Wow.
So she's assuming you kept the skull.
What? I mean, would you? Would you immediately throw it away? I wouldn't.
I would probably just leave it on the train. In the seat.
You dirty skull
litterer? To become an urban legend.
All right.
Someone else would find it and be writing another story of, I found a skull on a train.
So whether you want to get together and touch antennas with someone you saw, or you're looking for the guy that you handed the skull to.
It's an odd way to meet someone.
Right. It's only Craigslist.